These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello, dear meditators, dear friends. Welcome back to the challenge, to the journey, to our 100 days guided meditation for transcendence challenge. Today is day 75. Welcome. Congratulations if you've made it this far. My name is Raphael. I'm so honored to be part of your meditations every single day, to be part of your journey, to be part of your paths, of your ways. So thank you so much for letting me in your ears, your headphones. And of course, in your heart, I appreciate you. I see you. I feel you. I would like to celebrate you. I would like to celebrate this challenge. During the whole challenge, during the 100 days challenge, I'm offering you a 50% discount for the Transcendence and Meditation course. It is a deep dive into meditation, transcendence, theory, practice, philosophy. A lot of content. If you're interested in this subject, then have a look in the description below for the coupon code for this 50% discount. And also, if you're one of the first 100 members to sign up, then you will get a free one-on-one session with myself so that we can talk and I can support you on a more personal level. But first, let's meditate without further ado, making sure that you're not going to be disturbed during the entirety of the meditation. If you need to put your phone on flight mode, please do so right now. If you need to close the door, tell your spouse, your roommates, or your cats not to bother you, then please do so now. You can sit wherever you want, as long as it's comfortable, as long as you're available for the meditation. So on the chair, on the edge of your bed, on the floor, does not matter. Remember that physiology precedes psychology, and the way you sit, your posture will have an impact on your meditation experience. So sitting with tall, sitting with dignity, imagining a string pulling you up from the top of your head. We start these meditations by dedicating it to someone. It can be to anybody that you choose, including to yourself. The way we do this is we close our eyes. We put our hands to our heart. Deep inhale in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration. You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you will follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal. It is perfectly natural. It is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session. Don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate, and don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts, and certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Get reacquainted to the sensations in your body. If you feel like moving, move. If you feel like stretching, stretch. But stay seated. Whenever you feel ready, take a nice deep breath, open your eyes. Stay there. Take your time to get reacquainted to the space you're in. I would like to read you a quote from the Tao Te Ching by Lao Tzu, who says, "If you try to change it, you will ruin it. Try to hold it, and you will lose it." Has this ever happened to you? How do you interpret that? When does this happen to you? Is this a recurring pattern? If so, what will you do to break that pattern? Let me know in the comment section below. That's it for me today. Thank you so much for joining us on this meditation journey. Today was day 75. Quite incredible. I'm so proud of us all. I'm so honored to be part of this journey with you guys. If you've enjoyed this meditation, do hit the like button. This helps people find us on YouTube so that we can expand a little meditator community. Check the links in the description or in the show notes if you're listening to this on the podcast, for the free newsletter, for the blog, the podcast, the YouTube channel, the course, ways to get in contact with me, ways to get one-on-one sessions with me, and so on. Thank you so much, guys. I'll see you tomorrow. Take care. Bye.